Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. We'll have a special evening tonight. We'll be doing some water charging and also going to the Creation Lightship, the very last part of the show for probably about 15 minutes. So about 40 after the hour, we're going to be doing that. So we'll first talk about the Lightship just briefly here. The Lightship is not 3D. It's multidimensional. It's spiritual energy which created you. And it does form its physicality when we go to the Lightship. So it's here to do the ascension process that we're coming up against here pretty soon. And that could be what people talk about as a 2012 shift, but I don't have the dates exactly in place for that. So, but anyway, we're going to be doing some healings tonight. So the first thing we're going to do for everyone, and I'd like you to get a glass of water if you could, do some water charging in the next 10 minutes here. And we'll just do, I guess, an entity clearing for everyone first here. Then we'll do a chakra alignment. So we're going to reverse the process here. Normally we do the chakras first. I'm going to first try the entities here, see if people can sense a difference on it. So if you've been on the calls for a while, you notice that we always do this here to get you more into your body with your spirit. This is all that's needed for ascension, is to get into your body. And most people are only 20% in, so naturally when the ascension time comes, you know, your spirit can't take just 20% of you. It has to take all of you or nothing. So this is the way it kind of works. And since the light only works in the now, anything that's not in the now is, in a sense, mind control. And, you know, we're controlled a lot here by off-planet negative ETs that are doing this to us. And one of the largest, and I'm still doing clearings for everyone here, one of the largest known process here of mind control, you probably see in a newspaper every day, and that's the horoscope. And so this horoscope is a predetermined path in mind control that the dark side set up for you to have this experience on the earth plane here. And so when you're first born, you all know about your natal chart. And this chart naturally is a predestined connection to the planets, which take away energy from you through cordings and manipulate your consciousness to obey what they're planning to do to you. So it's very, very sad. The other form of mind control that's also here that almost all churches will have in their library or even in the seat where you sit in is the Bible. And the Old Testament is, again, that's where you get the Bible codes, and that is another form of the mind control for the dark side to actually see their agenda that they're planning to do to you in the future. So if we're able to decode it going from now back in time and type in events with our great computer technology, just think if you knew how to decode those codes instantly to see what is going to transpire in the future. And that's another form of the mind control that is here in vivid display of everyone. So, here we go. A lot of this energy is leaving you now from these energies, entities that have attached themselves around you, to you, through you. And these are mainly emotional bodies of people who passed on. There are other extraterrestrial life forms that float around inside of us, which I won't get into tonight. But when those get released from you, you feel much lighter also. And again, it's another form of controlling us here. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So again, just sit back and relax. And when you work with the light shift, there's nothing for you to do consciously. They do it all for you because they created you, and they have your spiritual blueprint of who you are, and they can do many things instantly for you. This is not Earth-based technology. It's not extraterrestrial technology from our space brothers. This is creation itself working to help you. So we're now bringing back your spirit fragments that left from pain and trauma, anxiety, fear, and whatever type of emotion that you've had. Remember, emotions that are negative will definitely pop your spirit out of your body. And it's only looking out of your eyes moment by moment. So if you've been in pain for like maybe a half an hour, you know, real bad pain, then at that point you could be out of your body for a half an hour. And the parts that are trying to connect to you will just start to leave by one moment by the next. So it's your responsibility to bring back your spirit and to have it healed from these traumas. And here we go. There's a whole bunch of your spirit energy around you right now, and your spirit knows how to come into your body. Does this many, many times, so we'll count to 10 as you get reunited with the parts of you that left. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more clearing of entities here. Yeah, it's looking pretty good here. A lot of energy is leaving people. And here we go, bringing more of you into your body now. This is so you can become more conscious. This is your spirit's job, is to be with you, to bring forth your consciousness, and to heal the body, and to also be able to have your spirit expressed through creativity, working in your heart center. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and bring some more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good to me. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Feels very good, and I think it's kind of neat doing the entity release and the retrieval of the spirit fragments before the chakra alignment, so we can see the difference between doing it in those two different ways.
Okay, next we'll do the chakra alignment. So again, just sit back and relax. We always go to the heart center first. This is your main connection to the divine. It's not outside of yourself. It's in you. You have it continuously throughout your life. And like I may have mentioned, at the universal shift, there will be no more mind energy. And so people who are preparing for ascension, reading books, going to sacred places, buying special jewelry, special healing tools, special maybe soaps and shampoos, and ointments, etc. Anything that's mental, you know, is not going to be in existence. Remember, you have the mental energy, which is mind control, and you have spiritual energy, which is only works in the now. And so what the light ship is going to do is take away all mental thought energy. And what's left is what they created, which is your spirit. And this is how they get rid of the densities from all of its creations. So if you have a gigantic library about ascension, none of that stuff's going to ever work for you. It's all heart-based energy, which means that you have to be in your body to do the ascension. And so, you know, I'd suggest not wasting any more time or any more book readings or going to special places, because it's not going to help you whatsoever, because that energy will be looked at as far as a darkness energy of mind, which is preventing you from being in your heart, and that energy will no longer exist at that time. It'll just fall apart, because it won't be able to attach to anything. So we're going to the heart chakra now. Going to reposition that in your body. Good. Going to your throat chakra. Good. And going to your third eye. Good. Going back down to your power chakra, your solar plexus. Second chakra around your navel. And first chakra. Wonderful. We'll do an opening for people. This will allow you to have more of the spiritual energy working through and around your body for healing. So we'll go to the heart center. If you want your chakra to be opened a little more, we can do this. It'll normally be body width for you. Most people's chakras, like I said, are normally about 2 to 3 inches in diameter. So here we go. And if you don't want them opened up, just tell your body not to do this. That's perfectly fine. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Good. So now we're going to do a drop in consciousness. We're going to take your mind and drop it down into your heart center so you can be completely in tune and in alignment with your spiritual energies and get your spiritual guidance. So here we go. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And this channel will be opened up for you inside of your body, so you're able to do this on your own. And it should be done, you know, typically daily. And you should actually live in your heart, but naturally living on this earth plane is not easy to do that. But this is where we should be. So here we go. Going down from the 10th to the 9th, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's your heart center. Again, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, now you can just stay in your heart center there if you wish for a little bit. And we're going to activate the light beam. So if you're on the screen with Creation Lightship Healing, just go to that and scroll down a little ways here. You're going to see a beautiful light beam. If you're brand new to the show, then just find one of our shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and click on Creation Lightship. And then you're going to be on the home opening page for us here. And just scroll down a little ways here, and you see the wonderful light beam. So we're going to activate her right now to do some water charging for you. And so just kind of watch the light beam. And you're going to notice that she'll change a little bit in her appearance. The light rays around here will get more intensified. And you may start to see white light shining out of her eyes, and along with her face becoming more three-dimensional. Some people actually put her on their screensaver, and when she comes up, they can actually see the presence there all the time with her, and they get a room clearing. So this is very nice. So she's almost fully activated now. And we'll do a water charging right now. So I'll take your container of water. Typically, you want about 8 ounces. 12 ounces is okay, too. And again, put it in front of you. And put one hand on each side of it. And you're going to find this connection. I'll just count to 5 as she connects to your heart center. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, the light ship only works with your heart center energy. Never works with your mind. And you're going to start to feel energy flowing into your heart center. If you're a feeling person, it'll go to each arm. Go down your arms. Go into your hands and out of your fingers now as this water is being charged here. And the water will be just for you, and it's to give you special light codes for your body. And normally it's used to increase your frequency and to eliminate toxins from you. So about another 10 seconds here. Okay. Good. The water is fully charged and activated. If you'd like, you can take a sip of water now and just see how it tastes. And I'll do the same right now for myself. Oh, boy, mine's really good. Like the first water that I had all day almost. I mean, it's delicious. And we'll see if Sylvia's there. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I sure am. Hi. Good
my
water.
My water's really juicy. Boy.
Wonderful. Ah, so for those of you that just tuned in, we're coming to you live tonight. We're actually on opposite coasts. I'm on the West Coast and Ron's on the East Coast for the New Life Expo and the seminars that he's giving at the ARE Center there. So there's quite a few people on the fast chat with us tonight. I know, Ron, you can't see the fast chat, but many people are saying hello and welcome back since you've not been able to be live with us for the last few programs. So people are very happy to have you with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm here. Live and wiggling, but it's later here. You know, so it's after 12. So I know how it is for the people on the East Coast here to actually be up so late. So I'm here hanging in, too.
That's right. And it's interesting. Quite a few people have mentioned that they really felt the difference with the chakra alignment coming after the entity clearing, he felt the chakra alignment and opening was more powerful and so forth. So that was very good.
Then we'll just change our format then and do it after. That's good. We'll do entities first then.
Yeah.
What I could do here is at a few of the seminars that I have done here, I've pulled out extraterrestrial worms out of people. And I'd say 90% of the people actually had them. I did this on one of our shows in the past year. And it's quite something to have that experience. So maybe we'll do that right now for the next couple of minutes. That sound okay with you, Sylvia?
That sounds wonderful.
So we have entities, like I said, are probably the major thing here. I think the entities themselves would normally have gone back to the Earth spirit for healing since this is Earth-based energy, but because the dark side wanted us to get off our spiritual path, we'll say, keeps the entities around to sidetrack us, and that's why you don't have a clear thought and why you keep doing things that are maybe addictive or have a change in personality. So that's one type of entity. The other ones are these energetic worms, energetic snakes. And we're just going to have a light chip come to you right now. And we'll have this beautiful light being helped with this here. I'm going to start pulling them out of you here. And I have had people actually have their mouth opened up automatically, and it come out of their mouth. So it's it might sound kind of gross, but these things can be about a 4-inch diameter worm, or we do use the word snake, by maybe 20 to 30 foot in length. And somehow they work in your energetic bodies. They can twist themselves in your rib cage. They can twist yourself around your back. They can actually go around your heart and kind of compress your heart and your lungs. They can work in your tummy area and make your stomach very, very large. So I'm just pulling them out right now. So here we go. And I'll just kind of continue on here as I'm doing this here talking. I can do many things at one time. So getting back to what I said initially about the astrological signs of people. So what I'm not saying is that the readers are reading or are attached to the dark to do this information. What they're doing is they're able to use their tools, use their talents to tell you what the dark side has planned for you. So they're actually reading the dark side script also. So I want to make that perfectly clear for everyone. Because you may wonder, you know, if the divine created you for free will, why in the heck did you come here and get stuck into a natal chart? That's very strange, because you have to, in a sense, have these situations happen to you. And that's just because the dark side gave you a script before you incarnated here. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything not in the now is against free will, because it's already predetermined, and that's not how the light works. It's only in the now. That's why you have free choice. So here we go. More is coming out. This is some big ones now from people. There we go. More is coming out. Anything on fast chat, Sylvia, about what people are feeling? Might be in the process, too, here. There we go. More is coming out. Most of the people that I've worked with, I'd say, which is probably maybe, just guessing, 150 probably, almost all of them actually felt their body change, and they felt lighter, and they felt like they had a load taken off of them. So here we go. More is coming out. And these are brought to us, you know, by the dark side, which are soulless beings, and this is one of the life forms that's floating around, which should not even be here. And we can thank our wonderful Galactic Federation for their wonderful protection to keep these things away from us, which, you know, you all know that they haven't done this. This is their job to protect us here, to hold us sacred, not have invasions from extraterrestrial abductions and things like this to happen to us. So, and the main thing is mind control, off-planet mind control being directed to us here. So here we go. More is coming out. And I will say there are positive ships out there helping us. They're not all darkness, but the darkness now still overweighs the light, and it's as above, so below. So when it gets cleaned up here, it'll mean that they are cleaned up there. So here we go. There, this feels pretty much complete to me. I'm going to do some final checking here. So most of you have a lot of these released. There's male ones and female ones and babies, you know, and I don't think there's any aunts and uncles out there, but there's quite a few that come to us, and they have a nest. Normally, maybe they can have like five different nests inside of us. So we're now going to go and just do a quick scanning. We're going to go and check out energy below our waist now, where these worms could be attached to, and taking that away from us here. There we go. Out. Good. We're going to do our solar plexus where they normally would be located. And there we go. More is coming out. And go from our shoulders up to our head. There we go. So, wonderful. How you doing, Sylvia?
Doing good. As you were doing this, I was wondering, would you describe these kind of, are these sort of like a parasite, but on an energetic level, as opposed to like a real physical parasite type of a worm?
Well, they're actually a life form.
Okay.
And again, they're living on your energy of your body. So there would be a parasite, yes, but not like we think they'd be. They're actually an energetic life form from the dark side.
Right.
This is why they're so large. Normally we think of parasites as a little, microscopic thing, you know, or virus or something, but these are actually large life forms that
wow.
are going through us and living inside of us, and they can cause many, many diseases and illnesses that we don't know about here.
Well, we have one comment on the fast chat from someone who says they felt like a burden has been lifted from them, and another felt things coming out of the stomach and so on. So that's great.
Yeah, it's quite something. The more you find out about how we've been duped here by the Galactic Federation and everything else, it's really sad because these things shouldn't even be here. You know, we're like, this is like a prison planet, and we have all these energies that are coming to us, attaching to us, that should not even be here. They have their own, you know, realm of reality. They shouldn't come into our three-dimensional reality here. And this is why the Galactic Federation was put in place, to protect us completely from these off-planet interesting, the dark side's trying to hit me here. Energetic life forms. Let me get some water here.
Sure.
I'm perfectly fine, everybody. They just try to clamp down my throat once in a while when I start talking about them. They don't like me giving truth out there. So, but anyway, this is what happens is that we have a lot of things that happens to us, and they shouldn't even be here. We should be here in love and joy and peace and harmony. Instead, we're all in a survival mode here, attempting to survive through life, through a lot of hardship and trials and tribulations. So, anyway, Sylvia, what should we do next?
Well, it certainly seems like having to deal with all these things really can sidetrack you from, you know, your creative expressions.
Yes, that is true. Because, see, your spirit has and is the divine in you. There's nothing outside of yourself that is more powerful than your spirit. And unfortunately, a lot of people take classes where they... for some reason, I guess they feel that they need to have more information about spirituality. And so when that happens, they do get caught up in the dark side. And they have transmissions, you know, sent to them maybe weekly or daily from someplace, somewhere, under the name of maybe one of the archangels or something. And then they get attunements or different types of energy sent to them. And that's all normally dark energy, because the divine does not do this. It's once you leave the divine, you're out to experience the wonderfulness of creation itself, and you don't need to have any other energy sent to you or brought to you. And this is the sad thing, is that people get caught in the darkness without even knowing about it. And then, you know, it's sometimes almost impossible to get it off of people. They, in a sense, sell their soul, we'll say, to the devil in, you know, the Christian terminology. And they get tied up and... you know, they don't know where they're tapped into. Remember, when you have a cord linking you, just by thinking of someone, you're bringing an energy cord to them. But that energy cord is a two-way street. And so that energy from them comes to you and from you to them. And so when you get these transmissions or whatever you're doing, or do some type of earth healing, which I don't recommend doing, whenever you align yourself in groups, like a meditative group in the same consciousness, everybody's connected together energetically with these energy cords. And then where does that pool of energy go to? You're connected to a group mind consciousness, and then that goes somewhere else. So at that point, what's being taken from you? That's why the whole teachings of Jesus was to, stay inside of yourself. You know, don't have any other gods, you know, before thee. That's one of the commandments. That's probably the reason why they stated that, is to not have you go outside of yourself looking around for spirituality when you have it inside, because it's very dangerous. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we certainly have a lot of comments about this on the fast chat, a lot of people feeling the work that was done, and a question about how do we protect ourselves from, picking up the worms and so on.
Like I've said in other shows, the darkness mimics the light 99.9%. So it's very hard for anyone to discern light versus the darkness when the darkness looks like light to you. So the first thing is to get into your body 100%. Your own protection will be your spirit. And then from there, you're kind of on your own, so to speak. This is why the light shift comes through every 2,000 years to do the universal shift, which you may call ascension. And what happens is, because the light only works in the now, the light does not know the information, the mathematical formulas of the dark side. The dark side is always planning and scheming to do what it can do, and the light has to catch up to it to do its healings. And so it's very difficult for the light to actually work with each individual person. This is why they come every 2,000 years. This is why I tell people, if you're going to bring any energy to yourself, always connect to your heart center and have your spirit bring the energy to you. And at that point, your spirit can say, oh, this is bad stuff. You know, you're calling upon Archangel Michael, and what came to you is the dark side, 99.9% looking like Archangel Michael, but it doesn't hold light frequency, but it looks like it does, as the illusion. And it'll say, no, you can't come in here. That's your protection, okay? But if you just use your mind, it'll naturally come to you and do what it can do and will do to connect you to the dark side in the name of Archangel Michael and whatever else you use or call to yourself. This is why you always want to go to your heart center. This is your only protection. And then from there, like I said, the light has to always play follow-up to the darkness. If the Galactic Federation held light more than what it does right now, we're basically 40% light here and 60% darkness. So typically, I would say that the Federation, I wouldn't think, should go below 95% light. And if that was the case, you'd only have 5% of darkness here. And then it would be easy to probably discern and look at the darkness as this dark energy. But we've been duped for so long here. Remember, the Galactic Federation brought in religions here. So what you think of as God, or what you pray to in all the churches, these are the creations of the Galactic Federation to take away your energy from you, to pray outside of yourself, to worship outside of yourself, to give money to a church outside of yourself, and this is all attached to the dark energy in order to fuel their dark agendas here. I'm not saying that the money aspect is there to, in a sense, fuel the dark, but it that actually happens sometimes. But if you look like the poor people in Mexico, they're very, very broke, but yet they go to church, have a lot of kids, typically, and they give all their money away to the church. If that was true, you know, of this God, that God would try to help them. You know, I think the Catholic Church, the largest, wealthiest, say, corporation on this planet. And are they really helping people? Are they giving money to their people, you know? Imagine they have to now with what they have done with the priest and child abuse, et cetera. But, aside from that, why aren't they distributing all their funds back to the poor people. So anyway, that's another story in itself, I'm sure, but you may understand what I'm trying to say. So the Federation brought us to gods. With that, throughout history, you know, people prayed to these false gods, did physical sacrifices of humans, and, you know, they also had people give up their beautiful best animals, you know, to get slaughtered or killed for a sacrifice. And this is all, you know, with the Federation's acknowledgement to bring you down. So back to you, Sylvia. So your protection is your spirit. You don't have your spirit in your body, then you're wide open for all this stuff. And the spirit probably still can't help you that much because, you know, it's sad, but your spirit, you know, has to be able to, in a sense, ward off some of this energy also. And it can do some of that, but remember, the dark side is very sneaky, so you don't want to get caught into doing things where you're tapping yourself into another energetic pool outside of yourself. This is why Jesus said to go within. That's what his main teaching was, is to go within and don't go outside of yourself for anything, because it's very dangerous. And this is why he was doing a lot of depossession work, casting out demons out of people, because they were filled with entities back then too. And so how do they get them? They went out of their bodies. And maybe they did these special attunement classes. Maybe they went to Egypt to find out how the pharaohs did their ascension, you know, or whatever. And they got caught into the trap of the dark side. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, all right. So our time is just marching rapidly on here. So let's get into some more healings. And I think it'd be wonderful to bring in some doctor teams from the Light Ship and do some specific healings on different parts of our bodies.
Okay. Have any suggestions?
How about one for circulation?
Okay. So just look at the monitor screen. And the doctor teams normally are three doctors. So these are going to be male energies coming into your screen. And you will probably notice that they're going to be changing slightly from what they are right now as far as the visual on your screen. The male doctors are a little more intense. You're going to see the rays change on the picture as they come in. And then, again, they go heart to heart. They never go into the mind because the mind is not what they work with. The heart's only in the moment. And here we go. They're coming into you right now, and they're going to work on your circulatory system. So if you have any concerns, just request a healing, and they'll be with you. I see them working on the bottom of people's feet right now. They're checking out your feet, your ankles, looking for maybe swollen veins, varicose veins, looking for blockages, maybe blood clots, etc. So I see everything below the knees being worked with right now. And then we'll be going up, I'm sure, a little bit further, but this is where they're concentrating right now that I'm seeing. And you might feel a warmth in your body as they start working with you. If you feel tingles, that means that you have an energy blockage that was released, and your spirit energy now can come to that area and do some healing with you. And now they're going, staying at the bottom of your feet, but they're moving up further. They're moving up to the top of your legs here. We'll say from the hips on down and working there. And okay, wonderful. And now we'll have them work in your abdominal area. There we go. And again, they're going to be working, you know, with your heart, arteries, veins right now. And you may feel your muscles in your back getting warmer right now as they work with the circulatory system, the circulation in your muscles here. And now they're beginning to work still with the bottom of your feet on up. And now they're working with your neck. Remember, if you have any responses to this here, you can sense a change. It's because the energy now is flowing more fluidly through you with the energetics of your body. Here we go. And now they're going to start working with your head. Wonderful. Okay, they'll continue to do this for a little while here. So what's our next healing, Sylvia, since time is flying by so quickly?
Let's see. Perhaps we could do one for spine.
Okay, so we'll do our skeleton system here. So a lot of people have back problems, so we'll have them just work on your back. They'll start from the tailbone and go up. This is another team working with you. And then we'll go to the light ship also here. So for the new people, you're going to be transported out of time to the light ship. You're going to still be physically here. And remember, you're like the computer language will say, on, off, on, off, on, off. And when you're not here, you're going to be there because your body's a vibration. And all vibrations get turned off and on at different rates. That's how you have different frequencies. And here we go. Okay, they're doing pretty well at the spine. I see them working now down our arms, down to our fingers. I see them working with our shoulders, maybe our rotator cuffs right now. And they may actually relubricate your joints too. And what I will say we're having, as we're doing this, we have a special 4-hour ascension coming. And this is a 4-hour conference call at $60. That's 60. And it'll be on the 17th of November. And it will start at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you're on the light ship for 4 hours. And the last hour of that, they do water charging. So you can get 7 gallons of water charged. So just connect with me if you're interested in having this wonderful healing session. It's beyond words on how nice it is. Okay, and they're working with us right now, so we're going to go to the light ship. So like I said, we're going to be transported out of time. Do you have anything to add, Sylvia, before we go up?
Yes, we do have a couple of requests. One is for digestion, so I don't know if there's a room we can go to on the light ship that would address that.
Okay.
And maybe something for people that may have viruses or bacterial infections.
Okay, sure, we could give that a try here. So the light ship does heal you 100%. Although when you come back down here, it's basically the healings take place according to your belief system. And going a little bit further with that, you may believe that you want to get healed, but what does your cellular memory have in store for it? So what you are is like a walking judgment factory. And if those judgments aren't healed, put back into balance, the healings may not work for you. And so I don't want to sound negative, but this is why people get healings and other people don't, is because they have too much density in their body from the past, which prevents them from holding the healing. And so you are healed once you come back into this density. If your baggage isn't worked with, then chances are the healing will not take place all the way. And everybody's different on what they have stored inside of their body. Remember that your ancestors gave you this gift of judgment, which is what you're working on in this lifetime. This is why all the conditions in your life are the way they are, because you are working on issues by your ancestors according to their beliefs. And these beliefs, which are judgment, means that you're separated from spiritual truth. So when you come back to the earth many, many times here from the light ship, if the judgments aren't released from you, then that pattern is still in place, and the pattern can, say, tweak the healing so that it will not work for you. You may get a 5% healing in place of 100% healing, so everything kind of varies. And then I have had miraculous healings too instantly. So, but anyway, if you don't have what you desire, it's because you maybe haven't worked on yourself to get your emotional traumas released out of your body and out of your spirit and out of your emotional body. So here we go. We're going to go up to the light ship in about a minute. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them right now in your consciousness. And we're going up to the light ship. And we're there. And they're doing a special body scan on us right now to check out our DNA to find out what's wrong with us and to check out our past history. And the animals and pets are leaving now to a special light ship that works with these particular little beings. And we're going now into the orientation room. This is where the doctor teams are, where they can work with us. And we're at free choice to select whatever team we like. These are the first incarnations of these beings are still light beings because they have not left the light ship yet. And after the ascension, they will go on to wherever they choose to go to in the life form that you see them in. And they'll have their own first incarnation. So we're going into a beautiful room right now. This is an amethyst crystal healing room. And we'll bring in the amethyst energy. So each room that we go into, I'd like you to request a healing. And just maybe focus on one or two things so they can actually do some work with you. So in this room, we'll bring in some divine energies here. And we're going to bring in the masters. There's 18 masters now who are going to come to you. This is very beautiful. And we got a siren in the background here. This is pretty common here in New York. About every half an hour you hear a siren. And here we go. These 18 masters now are going to do their healing work on you. You're levitating. You might feel their hands or their presence around you as they do some energy work to you. So again, request maybe one or two things of healing. And this is a very nice experience here. We'll bring in the amethyst energy down here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to go into another room. This is where they have this beautiful swimming pool. It's very, very large. The water is silver and kind of looks like diamond sparkling. Has a lot of fire to it. Just very, very beautiful. And we're in the water right now, swimming and coming to us. It looks like the mermaids are coming. So we have three mermaids coming to us. If you wish, you can put your hand out in front of you, maybe about a foot in front of you, and move it up and down and back and forth, and you can actually feel the presence of the mermaid. This we did here at a couple of my workshops here, and the people were just amazed because they could actually feel the texture of the skin, especially on the turtles. So we have the mermaids now doing some healing work with us here. Okay, we're going to go to another room. And this room here is a room where we're going to have the angelic choir sing to us. Another very special room. And we're in the center of them right now. And it looks like there's about five rows of singers. So there's quite a few of them. And they're beginning to sing their precious notes and songs to us right now. So different vibrations for healing. So just sit back and relax. You might be able to actually sense your body changing internally as they help to release energy blockages in you. And if you're lucky, you're one of the fortunate ones who are actually a seer, would be able to see on the light ship. A lot of people feel very relaxed after this session. So if you can't see or feel, you know, you will have the sense of being relaxed. Okay, we're going to go into another location. And this location, again, we had a request for maybe, I guess, viruses, maybe immune system problems too. So they're going to be checking us out for that. Anything that's harmful to us that we may have. So they're giving us some solution to drink. This solution looks like it's white, kind of like milk or cream. And this cream is very, very sweet. I'm already, hang on a minute, I need some water. Boy, you want to talk for a little bit, Sylvia?
I'd like to just say how wonderful that music was with the singing with the angels. That was really something, and it did feel like it was changing things inside the body, so that was very special. I don't remember going to that room before on these broadcasts, and that was very special, although all of the rooms are indeed very sacred and very special. So remember to stay in your heart and continue to request your healings. And if you'd like to share anything with us on the Fast Chat about your experience on the light ship or with any of these healings, it will be wonderful to hear from you on that. And thank you, everyone who has been typing in their comments throughout the evening. It's great to hear from you.
Okay, I'm back. That sweetness was just way too much for me.
Of what we had to drink?
Yeah, of that white fluid. So we're going into another room. And this room is where they're having some beautiful white light shining around us and through us. And there's like golden energies going from left to right. And it's spiraling around us, so you may experience this here. And now it's working around our head. And it kind of looks like kind of funnel-shaped in a sense, like maybe like a tornado sort of. And it's just very, very beautiful as it sparkles as you catch the different little sparks of energy. Each one of these is probably an actual being that's doing some healing work on us. Another room we're going into is another special room. This is where they have the magnets. This is very powerful. These little magnets float around. And again, these are actually from the light ship, and the light beams are actually controlling them. And they kind of look like Oreo cookies in a sense. And they're floating all around, and we're levitating, laying on our back. And they kind of put them around us in our auric field, on our skin. So you may feel your body possibly buzz a little bit. This is going to realign your energetics of your body. Another room we're going into is the room where the masters are. So again, they're working with us in the amethyst crystal shield. We'll go into the room where they also are, another set of masters. There's many of them up on the light ship. And in this room here, they're going to be working with different vibrational frequencies and projecting those into our body here. So you might actually feel them touching you and or having these frequency energies go into us. And like we're all aware of, you know, Saint Germain uses the violet ray. So each one of these masters has their own particular color frequency. As we mentioned, Saint Germain will bring in him with the violet energy now into your living room or wherever you are. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you can request healing through your heart center. You still should be mind to heart connected. If you're not, we'll drop you back down into your heart. So here we go. 10th floor being your head, awakening consciousness, first floor being your heart. And here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1-1. There we go. So people ask, how do I know if I'm in my heart? Well, the main thing is you should feel that your head is in your heart, and that's where your thoughts are coming from. And you're going to know the difference very easily. If you still have thoughts inside of your head, you're not in your heart center. So you can do this exercise yourself if you like. The channel is made for you already. And you have to have the ego self, your awakening consciousness, actually surrender into the heart center. Remember, it's very stubborn. It doesn't always want to do this because it has to give up its power to unite with love energy. But, you know, it's not impossible. It can be done. But you will know when you're there because all of a sudden, it will feel like your head is inside of your heart, in your chest cavity. So we'll go to one other room here, because time's getting kind of short here. We're going to go into a room where they have silver raindrops. And they're, again, going to do their healings. Each raindrop is a divine being. And it'll start to cleanse your auric field. So just kind of relax here. Allow the raindrops to come through all around you. And it kind of feels like we should be coming back in about a minute here. So we'll go into one final room. This room is where they made your spirit. So the light ship is bringing forth your spiritual blueprint. This is you in totality. You and your twin flame energy is one. I'll count to 10 as this energy comes into you. So here we go. And the room is circular. It's all silver. You're in the room, and across from you, about 10 feet away, is this beautiful silhouette of your spirit energy. And at 10, it'll walk into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel this presence of you. This is your true, complete spirit. Remember, most of you have not had your other half with you. It's been locked out of you by the Galactic Federation from you connecting to your twin flame energy. So you're only half here. You have no backup energy with you, which is what your twin flame was made for, to help you in times of need and crisis and to share the experiences of you being incarnated somewhere and it being somewhere else. You should feel this wonderful energy. And then the words from Van Halen, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And we should start to come back now because the time is creeping up on us here. So we're going to go back to the orientation room. And we're thanking all the teams that helped us tonight for their wonderful healings. Now we're going into the transporter room. And our animals and pets are now coming to us. And they're placing around us this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're getting ready to come back. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, how much time do we have left?
Well, we're just at the end of the scheduled amount of time now, about 1 minute left. So I guess we should start to close out.
Okay, so I have one-hour conference calls on the telephone. It's $20 for a one-hour session, much like what you had tonight. And it's very, very affordable for everyone. And those are twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. And then we have our special event. I do other healings, many, many type of healings to get you into your body with your spirit, to release the densities that are holding you back so you can regain your spiritual identity of who you are. So I guess I'll be signing off here. So blessings to all of you. Nice to be back, and have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, blessings to everyone, and we will be also live this coming Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and we will see you then. And meanwhile, have a wonderful and very blessed weekend, and stay heart-centered. Good night, everyone.